This is Jack Wellman, and this is Fair Enough. We're having an open discussion today, and we're actually going to start out with a post that Catherine, one of our guests today, and Derek is our other guest today. Derek, say hi.
Hello.
Catherine.
Hello.
Catherine, you posted something on social media today that Derek had read. And I think I had something to say about it. I'm going to read the post real quick. Humalog, insulin, released in 1996, remains unchanged since its release, but its price has increased 17,000% or more since then, from $21 a vial to $375 a vial, an average one-year supply, which is 36 vials, has gone from 750 to 13,500 with zero changes to the insulin. So, what's your problem with that, Derek?
Costs way too much money to get it because it's a specific drug. Shouldn't have to pay your life savings. X amount of money that is way too much in our current healthcare system in America, the U.S. of A.
Okay, so, I mean, that's basically what that's saying, but do you think that inflation has anything to do with
the price? I think you can go to Cuba, you can go to Canada. We've already argued this point with their healthcare system. Way cheaper to get that drug. Look it up right now. I suggest you Google it.
What is your point to me?
Look up that drug and look how much it costs in Canada to get.
We're going to give her a second to look it up. My point is that when I look at it in a certain way, that absolutely it did cost that at that time, but costs go up for certain things, materials and such. Do you think that had anything to do with the price inflation?
Why is it cheaper elsewhere, though, in different countries for the same amount of healthcare or that specific medicine?
Am I supposed to chime in? Is that what you want me to do?
Me? No, you're welcome to it anytime.
Is it a specific question to me?
No, we're just talking about I think medical prices at this point.
For that specific drug.
Yeah.
That we were
insulin.
Talking about.
Even just insulin.
Okay. I'm
so
curious.
So that's for diabetes, yeah, or no?
Yes. Okay. I'm curious what you think that's trying to convey.
I absolutely agree with what you posted.
Okay. Good.
100%. 100%.
Okay.
With what you posted.
Right on.
But I think you can get the insulin cheaper in our regional countries, like right around us. Canada, Cuba, Mexico. Cuba, Canada are my two main ones. I bet you that medicine is way cheaper than that there.
Okay. Can I ask why you think that is?
This materials and articles I've read and video, not even videos, just articles I've read.
Okay. So do you think that perhaps the standards are a little bit different?
Us versus them? Or them versus us?
Right. Why do you think that's the case in America and compared to other countries?
Did you know, and you can look it up,
I believe everything that you tell me, Derek.
When 9/11 happened, the people, the firefighter, mainly the firefighters that went to the Twin Towers. You're making fun of me, but
we're just talking about the medication, and I would. It's difficult to have a conversation.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to something else. Trump for a second term. How do you feel about that?
terrible idea.
Okay.
Lesser of evils, yeah, but terrible idea.
Okay. Catherine.
It's a terrible idea. But it's not an idea, it's just what's going to happen.
Wow. Wow. It's what's going to
happen. So does that mean you are more democratic as a person? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I'm a libertarian. I am one for
third party
self-responsibility, cool. Keeping the rights that we are deserved. And I'm a Christian person, so that has a lot to do with my opinion on the matter.
Well, how do you feel about our new governor that just got elected?
I don't follow state politics as much as I probably could. I don't know.
Okay,
I think it's a big deal.
Why? Yeah. Why is it a big deal?
I understand, and I totally agree. Because if you take things down to a state level, they're easier to manage. It's very important who's in office in our state and who our representatives are. It's extremely important.
Should we vote in state and not federal?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I don't really.
Do you agree with that, Derek? Or?
It ultimately comes down to the right of the individual, so the smaller government, the better.
The more you break it down, the more you actually narrow it and actually vote for it, I think your voice is more heard than on a federal level.
I think a lot, if you compare to a federal level, I would agree with you a little bit, but I think it all depends on the money, so it just depends on what is needed and the money. I mean, we are so corrupt at this point. Who do you believe in office?
I saw really Monday morning, or no, maybe it was yesterday. I was really busy, but I saw two prominent lawyers, Claypool and Gungle. Very prominent lawyers in this town. Lots of money flowing through them. They do different things, but Claypool does more like windmill farms. I don't know if you guys have seen the windmills popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of money involved in that. He's a lawyer for breaking down those lands. You got to go through a title company and like, do you have rights to that land when they're coming in, or do they not, or no?
All right, well, I've got
tons of free energy, and since oil isn't quite as big, I felt like we've had a lot less earthquakes. That's another debatable subject. I think we've had way less earthquakes.
We've definitely had less earthquakes than we did at one time, for sure.
For 1 year, it was random.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
So, the caravan from Honduras... Derek, how do you feel about it being allowed to seek asylum? And I'm going to point out that you're drinking a Coca-Cola right now. And so am I. So I'll let you go. Where do you go from there? Okay, yeah, so Trump says that often when he talks about them in the news, he says that they're illegals. But it's funny to say because they haven't yet crossed the border, so how are they illegal? And that most of them are criminals and whatnot, but I think that 2/3 of it is women and children. So do you think that they should be allowed to seek asylum in America? If in proper terms, legally and stuff, in the proper ports, and you think that they should be allowed to seek asylum, all several thousand of them.
Of course.
That doesn't intimidate you or threaten you in any way, them coming in?
No.
Is that just media then, huh?
I'm the boogeyman.
Because media is putting it out like they're going to come and essentially conquer the United States.
I think that's stupid. I think the U.S. is built on what I call a Heinz 57 roll, a mixture of lots of races, and that's what makes it powerful, and it's the land of capitalism. We hold the most billionaires on the planet. That's what makes the U.S. the greatest.
Catherine, do you feel like they're going to come and put your head on a pike?
I'm not scared of anyone, period. But I doubt they came in here to take us over. Do they even have weapons?
I don't think so. Backpacks.
Well, I don't know what our involvement in Honduras is.
Well,
I would say that...
Here's what makes me feel dumb. Okay. Sorry to interject, but the owner of Amazon is almost double of Bill Gates and okay. billions his assets.
Okay.
He's the richest man on the planet. He is worth 160 billion.
Well, I guess that says something for America then, is what you're saying.
Well, it can go back. That is what makes millennials great, because we're versatile, we're adaptable.
Oh, so now you're making a push for millennials. Please go further into it. I'm just dying, but you know,
just go with your flow, buddy. Go.
I mean, hey, I'm a millennial myself.
We are all other millennials, technically.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I won't argue that.
We have adapted to modern technology. We get it. Figure it out, at least.
Yeah. If I could hope one thing, it would be that the next generation could figure out that technology that I could not. So, that's it for my questions, Catherine. Thank you very much for being here tonight. Derek, thank you for... bonus question. Catherine, favorite music genre and why? Favorite music genre and why?
I like folk.
Why?
And I like bluegrass.
You said folk first. Why?
because the way it makes me feel. It makes me feel very calm and soothed and happy and want to dance.
Okay.
That's very important. Makes me
want to
dance.
Derek, favorite music genre and why?
I would say prog rock. It's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is, I think, a shame. There are so many bands that are dying out that I think have great, very great original music that aren't even recognized because they're progressive rock.
So what's your favorite prog rock group?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that was our bonus question. This is Jack Wellman, and that was fair enough. Thanks for joining.